Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on? Welcome to the Off Ramp. It is Friday, March 8th, and the weekend is finally here. Happy Friday to everybody. Hope y'all all out there getting your groove on, drink on, smoke on, whatever you do. I got my panel with me, Beach Bum Gun, out there repping down in Kentucky. I got Mr. Righteous on the phone. What up, Mr. Righteous?
What's going on?
Hey, man, not much, man. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you, bro.
Is Beach Bum Gun on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What's going on? How's the pit turkey down there in Kentucky, man?
Yeah, joint's amazing. Yeah, I got to find a way to get this joint overnighted back on the East Coast, man. I started this barbecue shit, and this is the motherfucking next I get.
I feel you, man. Hey, man, well, this is the Friday show. You know, we're going to wrap up what's going on, what happened, all the events that happened throughout the week. We hopefully making this a routine show, you know, just do the weekday wrap up. So one of the things that the main points I want to get to, basically, Skip Bayless got reamed out by Mr. Sherman. That happened on First Take at 3 o'clock yesterday. It was pretty hilarious. If y'all ain't tuned in, YouTube it. The unemployment dropped, 7.7, lowest in 4 years. The sequester happened. Off top, that's the couple topics I have. What do y'all have as far as the weekday wrap up? Just a couple of highlights for y'all. Mr. Righteous?
The week was pretty cool. Ain't nothing really big going on that I thought was amazingly to talk about. But that Skip Bayless thing, that was great. He needed that one.
He needed that one. Everybody's saying that, man. What about you, Beach Bum Gun? Beach Bum Gun.
Yo, man, y'all dudes disappoint me. Y'all missed a major part of this week, yo. Yeah, I can't believe you dudes haven't talked about this. You guys are highly disappointed.
Well, that's
me,
what yo. That's what we got you for.
Talk about what?
Yeah.
The greatest rapper of all time died on March.
We ain't get there yet.
Yo, it's tomorrow, B. The show's only Monday through Friday. When are we going to get there?
We ain't even talking about the weekday.
We're talking about the weekday. What happened on the weekday? What's some highlights from your weekday? I know you've been traveling on the road. But something had to happen. Like, what's you in the news, entertainment, personal? What happened to you this week?
Yo, man, I mean, you know, I've been out of town, man, seeing a lot of beautiful people, meeting a lot of beautiful people in the country, man. I tell you what, man, Southern living, it's the dignity and simplicity always amazes me, man. It's like you never need a bunch of money. You never need a bunch of things. All you need is some pork shoulder, a shotgun, and a roof over your head, and you good.
I feel you, man. I know you're in a Bible Belt, man. So how many people actually pour holy water over you, you know, and say they're going to pray for you? Did any of that happen to you, man?
See, you try to get me in trouble, you know. Mind you, I am still sequestered. But yeah, the Bible Belt, man. Church every night, B. I got about a tomorrow we head out to St. Louis for some St. Louis ribs, and then Sunday, you know, I got prepared for, you know, 12 hour church day, man. We got church from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. man. Feed you breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever you want.
What could you possibly be talking about in 12 hours? But you can't
cover
it for an hour,
man. I quit.
Yeah, I got no clue, man. But I figure if the Pope made it to he was 85, I can do 12 hours.
Oh my God, I feel you, man. I mean, are they gonna feed you? What's going on, man? What's going on?
breakfast, lunch, and dinner, yo. I don't know what's on the menu, but you better get your, you gotta get your shoes. You gotta wear your comfortable shoes. You can't be in there looking all
comfortable
cheap.
Shoes. Yeah. That's right, man. Make sure you have a couple of handkerchiefs too, yeah.
I
don't know why. Like everybody in church got handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
So they be pulling
that
out,
really
yeah.
suck during football season, yo.
Yeah, that's why I'm not here during football season.
Hey, man, well, listen, man, let's get to our first topic, man. I know we've been
Hey, M. Extra, just before you get into the old topic, I just want to let y'all know that the Holy Ghost is real out here. It is real.
You caught it?
Nah, yo, seeing the woman almost punch out her daughter, yo. It's crazy, yeah.
You had your camera phone out for that?
Nah, man, yeah. Look, man, I'm only, yo, I'm a guest, man. I don't do all that, yo.
Mm. Oh, I feel you, man. Well, look, man, with the Holy Ghost in us all, let's move on to our first topic, man.
Hallelujah.
So, it was come to my attention that, you know, some people may think, I won't put words in nobody's mouth, that Jay-Z wouldn't be so relevant if Big Dot. Now, let me just give you my personal take. I think he still would be. And the reason why I say that is because Jay went into a whole different direction because he was about his money. And he played that market. He played the game well. Like, he moved and, like, laterally across all spectrums to play in the rap game, the music game, the clothing game. I don't think Big would have had that type of business sense. I think he would have been like stuff like a Nas and just in his own little thing. When he drops something, it just drops. But I think Jay still would have had to take that spot just because he was more of a businessman. So what y'all think, man? I'm going to talk with you, Beach Bum Gun. What you think?
I mean, to say that Jay-Z wouldn't be relevant to me is an asinine statement. You don't be this successful without being relevant in any type of circumstance that you would be in now. I don't know if he'd be able to get away with saying all the things he's saying about being the king and all that stuff if Big was still around. But to be as successful and as talented as he is, I don't think there's anything that would have stopped him from being relevant and or popular. Now,
Big's career is
sad as it sounds. I don't know if Big would have been as popular as Jay-Z only because of who he's with. I mean, Puffy ain't got nobody who's ever really lasted, so what makes me think that he'd have let Big last?
Right. I feel you. Hey, but listen, we got our first caller. It's from the area of Columbia, Maryland. Before I get to you, Mr. Righteous Man, let's go to our caller because he's been on a hold for a little while. Let me get him on the phone right now. What's going on? I got to call it 443-905, blah, 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 blah. What's going
on?
What's happening?
It's Big Wee Weezy. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just wanted to get on the queue. I didn't mean to interrupt if it's not my turn. So I'll let you do your thing, but I do want to chime in.
Nah, what you think? What you think?
I agree with Beast Bum Gun. You put him anywhere on God's green earth, he triples his worth. I mean, some people just have that talent, you know. Like, he wouldn't be irrelevant. I mean, I could say this. He may not be that relevant in the rap game, but he'd still be as rich as he is. He'd still be a relevant artist. He'd still be top five dead or alive rappers of all time. So I agree with that. And
but
you're
right
comment
now,
about
number one,
Big. Say it again.
I said right now he's like number one. Everybody putting him at the top. So my question really is, I guess if you want to go specifically, like, would he be number one right now if Big was still alive? Like, cause
I think so.
You think so?
I think so, but your comment about Big, about him being like Nas and just dropping out an album, I think Puffy would have controlled him a lot better than just dropping albums and having him put out music and not get into the right market. I think Jay-Z doesn't need a Puffy behind him, but Big had Puffy, he could have been just as large. So
I think Big would have actually left Bad Boy off top. I think he would have, like, at some point went off his on his own, started his own joint, like M did with Dre. Like, I think he would have eventually left Puff. But let me get to Mr. Righteous, man. Mr. Righteous, what you think about the topic?
Well, I mean, as far as goes, like, you know, if Big was alive, would he still be relevant? I believe he will be. It's just like anything else, man. Eventually, after a while, I mean, you as being in the game as long as you are, if he was in the game long enough, he would eventually have faded out. Because, you know, as times change, people start to change, and people start to change their dynamics of listening to different types of music. And if he would have continued to stay in the same lane with the same music, eventually people would have just gravitated towards Jay-Z more because he changed his music a lot. And he's also venturing off into, I mean, come on, he did a joint with Linkin Park. This kid collaborated. He made UGK big across the nation instead of just in Texas. I mean, this dude was
right.
He was doing some things. Now he on tour with Justin Timberlake. Like, there's not too many rappers that's doing. I mean, I know Run-DMC did the thing. Whole thing was that Aerosmith, and then they did their whole thing with
them
dudes.
Yeah, they started that.
Yeah, I know they did the whole thing with them dudes. But this dude, he doing Justin Timberlake. He did Linkin Park. I mean, it's pretty much nothing he can't do. But what I can say though is, I mean, even though Jay was around when Big was around, but his name didn't really start to pop until he had that beef with Nas. And that's when he just, like, took off from there. After that beef, he just took off from there. He left Nas in the dust, yo. Even though I love Nas, man, but, you know, Nas is just, he just liked doing rap, and that's why he likes staying in that one lane, and that's why he ain't really making the money like Jay-Z is, because he just want to stay in that rap lane.
Who's a better rapper,
Nas or Jay-Z?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
as far as, they both, here's the thing, Jay-Z, his rap, he's more of a clever, clean cut, rapper with his style, and Big is a more rough, stab you in your face type rapper, with his stuff, so, I don't know, man. Because, I mean, a lot of the ways where Jay rap came from Big. So, I'm going to go with Big, man. I like
yeah.
Big better, though.
I'm on Nas. Let me ask you a little follow-up question, though. Because I proposed the same question to my barber. And he was like, you know, he agreed Jay-Z would still go. But then he was like, would have Pac never died? I don't think 50 Cent would have been as successful. He like threw it back on me, and I was like, I don't know, because 50 kind of came in and did his thing for a little while. He too, and I don't know if Pac would have really took his shine either, though. What y'all think about that one?
Yo, can I jump in real quick? Can I ask you something, extra money? Well, can I say something to you? I don't think Pac would have been that popular if he didn't die. I don't think Tupac got that popular until after he died. I don't know how many people was really checking for him until after he caught them bullets.
he went back to Brenda's Got a Baby. Brenda's Barely Going Name. Like, that joint. I mean, he was, you know what I mean?
That album wasn't good.
For a minute, yeah.
That album wasn't good.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was classic.
Yeah, Tupac was now about a hot album, yeah. Name one track that was fire. Brenda's Got a Baby was a good story. Cool, it was very conscious. Name a song on that joint that was fire.
On his first joint?
Name a song on that CD besides that.
That's a shame, yeah.
Hey, let's go to our guest, man. Be Wheezy, man. What you think, man? You think if Pop never that would 50 be relevant or whatever, or all that stuff would be changed? That what you think about?
For me, they don't even mix. So I don't think they would have even touched each other's fan base, so to speak. I mean, I think you could be a huge 50 fan and hate Pac, and be a huge Pac fan and hate 50. I don't see how one would take over the other. Now, the Big and Jay-Z or Jay-Z Nas, you know, all in East Coast, New York, I can see how that meshes, but I don't see the 50 Tupac argument. I mean, Tupac Snoop maybe, but
right.
I mean, even then, you know, if Pac never died, you know, half his albums, you can't name songs off of him. I mean, he's a good artist. He's popular. He's in the media, but You can't. You put out too much music with not enough songs.
Those was his archives with people kind of doing their own thing, you know what I mean, trying to mix them up. Who knows what they would have really sounded like if he was still alive, because he might have released another verse, or he might have changed his creative direction somewhere where you know what I mean, where they were taken. So I don't know. His last couple albums, when they were just going through his archives, I just think that he might have had a little bit more creative control over it, though.
I mean, he was a heck of an actor,
too,
man.
He only had about two good movies, yo.
I mean,
So you telling me you don't think he would have been relevant at all? Like, if he didn't die, like, if he's still alive, you don't think people would still be talking about, you know what I mean, Pac?
Yeah. I think he'd be probably on that Nas level. He'd be considered one of the greatest rappers of all time, but he wouldn't be selling any records. I think he'd be making more money off of old heads like us who remember his old school joints. But all the young kids saying that kid sucks, and all he does is complain about how trash the music is nowadays.
That's a valid point, man.
See, stuff like that only happens to those dudes who want to stay in that one lane, man, because these guys got every opportunity to do other things besides just rap. And, I mean, that's on them. They want to sit there and complain, but I understand we're not changing your whole music because, you know, the locks ain't going. Locks, when it comes to locks, they ain't going to never change their type of music. And this is why they're going to be stuck where they are now. They aren't going to make no good money. Except for off their normal fan base. But other than that, as far as evolving, it's not going to never happen because they just like the same music and they never going to change, which is why they had the whole problem with Puffy.
I feel you. But, yo, so we just passed the halfway mark. We got about 12 minutes left in the show. So I just want to move on to another stuff, if y'all don't mind. I just want to ask your opinion on one thing. So in Maryland, I'm watching the news. I rarely watch the news because it seems like always something bad's getting reported, not really good. But so... there was an elementary school kid that got suspended from school in Anne Arundel County for chewing his Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun. Suspended. He just chewed his Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun, got suspended for that. What? I don't even know what to think about it, but let's go to you, Beast Bun Gun, yo. What do you think, yo?
Yo, man. It sounds dumb, yo. Kick his ass out of school, yo. Kids shouldn't be playing with guns, yo. I don't want none of them Americans messing with my $1 million baby, yo. Get them crazy ass kids out of school, yo. Fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a pop cart, yo. It wasn't. He just shake that joint and just started. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't playing with it, like shooting the people.
Yeah, it starts with Yosemite Sam, yo. Then you never, next thing you know, you at Columbine, yo. Tell that kid what you. Obviously, if he knew chewing the Pop-Tart in that shape would make it look like a gun, he did it for attention. He got the attention he wanted. He didn't get kicked out of school. So he got sent home for a couple of days. We've all got sent home for a couple of days. I bet you his dumb ass won't chew a Pop-Tart into a gun no more. Lesson learned.
Yeah, I'm going to move on to you. Be Weezy, what you think, man?
I mean, I hate to do it again, but I agree with Beach Bum Gun. I feel like when it comes to kids nowadays, there's certain things you have to have a no tolerance policy for. I mean, you know, firearms in school, any type of bullying, any type of sexual, you know, this or that. Like, you got to have a zero tolerance policy, man. You can't let anything slide because, you know, the minute you let that stuff slide, you know, it just goes to that next step further. So, I mean, obviously the parents probably had firearms in the school. What's up?
I must stop you. So if you're one of your kids got suspended for school because he just, like, happened to chew his Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun, yo. Are you really not going to go up there and be like, yo, you going to kick my son out of school for this? Or are you going to be like,
no, you're going to kick his ass.
All right, let me change your words here, because your words there were basically if he happens to chew his Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun. Okay, so first of all,
I don't know the state of the elementary school kid. That's why I'm saying that. I don't know why he did it. You know what I mean?
Okay, but so the point is, you that's something you can't accidentally do. You know what I mean? Like, and you're in a crowded lunchroom. If you just happen to walk by and notice, oh, that looks like a gun, that's not what happened. I mean, clearly he chewed it in the shape of a gun, was showing it off, probably drew some attention. Teacher came over and saw, boom, you know, go home a couple days. No tolerance policy, dog. I mean, I hate to say it, man, but some things you just gotta crack down on.
Mr. Righteous.
Yo.
Your son got suspended for chewing Pop-Tarts and getting in the shape of a gun and showing it to his classmates. So, you hot.
Whoop his ass.
What'd you say?
You hot with the teacher, or you going to go ahead and be, you know what I mean, act, you know, basically defend your son? Don't think you're going to get suspended.
I could be mad at the teacher. I mean, she did what she had to do because, I mean, anything can be taken as a subliminal message. You know, he chewed the bag on Pop-Tart into a gun. She could have thought, okay, maybe he's going to shoot up the school or something. But then she's going to go home and tell people she got robbed. What'd you got robbed with? A Pop-Tart.
We'll play everyone.
It was a strawberry.
It was a strawberry day, too.
I got robbed with a strawberry Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I know my Pop-Tart.
And let me throw this in there. It probably had nothing to do with the student in the shape of chewing a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun. It's probably about the school protecting itself. Because let's say the dude did shoot up the school next week, and then they say, oh, well, last week he chewed a Pop-Tart in the shape of the gun. That whole school staff going to jail. They all going down.
No, I understand.
It's bigger than Nino Brown.
So just a follow-up to that. So now there's a state senator that just proposed a bill in this session that basically says a student can't get suspended for chewing objects in the shape of a weapon or putting their finger in the shape of a gun playing that. Like, you can't get suspended for that. Like,
you can't.
Like, this is the bill. The bill basically says that an elementary school person can't get suspended for eating something in the shape of a weapon or, you know, using your finger in the shape of a gun saying pow, pow. Like, you can get talked to, that should be a first offense. And then the second offense, he said, you know, if they do something in, like, a violent manner, then it's a suspendable offense. But just like, I'm just saying, that's what the bill says. So do you think, what do you think about that bill? What do you think about him intervening anyway? Should he have, and in this way, just basically saying that he thinks it's ridiculous, like, hold off.
Yes.
What do y'all think?
You think it's ridiculous. That's why he said
ridiculous?
What about you, B-Weedon?
I don't know. I thought it would have been in Maryland. I'm surprised that he said you can't get suspended. I mean, I would think you got to look at this stuff very carefully. I mean, if you got a student in there pointing their hand at, you know, getting bullied or something, and then he just sits in the hallway like one of them scary kids in a movie and then just points his finger in the shape of a gun down the hallway at you. If I see that in a teacher, I'm not coming in next week. Like, that dude's crazy.
What about you, Gus? What you think about that?
I mean, this is where my Republican side comes out, because I feel like, you know, if a senator has to come in and make this a bill, he's not doing his job. You know, there's a lot more pressing issues than writing up a bill about when it's okay to about eating a kid eating an object into a weapon. Let the schools take care of that how they take care of it. If you had a school where it's strict on that and your kid gets suspended, he gets suspended. If you had a school where, you know, the teacher pops you upside the head for doing something dumb like that, then your kid gets popped upside the head. But you shouldn't have to take that to the government and create a bill and all that. Do something with all these druggies walking around the streets, man.
I must say it was a Republican that's sponsoring the bill, but I hear what you're saying, just about the whole right wing agenda.
They ain't going to clean up the streets with drugs like that, man, because that's what's keeping the FBI and all them with jobs. They're going to clean up just enough, but they're going to leave some of it out there. That's their whole purpose, man. They ain't going to clean everything up. They can clean everything up if they wanted to, but they're going to keep some of that out there just because they need something to do.
Ain't no way they can clean up all the drug mess out there. Ain't
no
way.
Yo,
It's no money in it. Hey, but look, I'm going to go to one more topic. We got 5 minutes left. Hold on, I'm going to cut you off. We got one more topic left.
Osama bin Laden, brother-in-law.
I am, bro. 5 minutes left. Osama bin Laden's ex-brother-in-law, he gets captured. They bring him to the U.S., questioning for y'all, because he's been on tape. You know what I mean? Talking about, you know what I mean, we're going to be retaliated against the U.S. by Taliban leader. Yeah, you got him in the U.S. Obama already abolished torture, but do you still think they tortured that dude?
They beat him with paddles.
That's it. Yeah. I don't know.
I think they did what they had to do. I think they did what they had to do. I think what changed is just the definition of torture. But they did what they had to do.
Yo, they have robots flying in the skies killing people. You mean to tell me you don't think they put fire under somebody's foot for an hour? Come on, B. Of course they torture them.
Should put fire.
Well, I'm saying
what you think, B?
No, that was Mr. Righteous there.
Well, I'm saying, what do you think?
Oh, I think that they still torture, but I think a country like ours just basically has the ability to change the definition of torture. So if waterboarding is torture, I'm not going to waterboard you, but I might sew your eyelids open and you know, or something like that. Exactly. I didn't waterboard you, but I did that. So I mean, really, does it really matter? But yeah, they're gonna do their thing. I mean, I would expect nothing less.
I don't think he's gonna break though.
They said he already started telling. What you mean?
Yeah, I just don't. But they trying to get Al Zahiri though. He's the top dog. I don't think he's snitching him. I don't think he's snitching on him. The only reason why they got him because he was crossing the border in Turkey, and they can arrest him in Turkey.
We couldn't arrest him in Pakistan.
I don't know how we can go in and get Bin Laden in Pakistan. But we can't arrest this dude. We have to wait till he goes to across the border to Turkey. Some of that shit don't make no sense to me. Like, we ignored Pakistan, went in their secret mission to get Bin Laden. But we see his son-in-law over in Pakistan, but we got to wait till he crosses into Turkey to capture him. Like, that don't make no sense. Go get that motherfucker. Like, why are you waiting?
He went to go get him a Subway sandwich, man. He's hungry.
A Subway sandwich in Pakistan. That's what he had to do.
Because he went to Turkey.
I hear you. I got that. Yo.
I ain't so racist, yo. He's gonna be Mr. Righteous. He's called Mr. Racist.
Had to get himself a coffee, man. Two cream and sugar.
Oh man. Hey,
do I look like the turban?
Huh?
Look, fellas, it's about that time for us to get out of here, man. Y'all want to say bye to the people, give them any shout-outs or whatever, man. We got about a minute left of the show.
Hey, yo, let me just get a quick shout-out, man. Yo, Camden, New Jersey was on Rock Center tonight, yo. Sad city, man. Sad story, man.
Poorest city in the country, man.
Yeah, hope some good people look at that and they make a difference, because I ain't doing shit, but I hope somebody else does.
All right. You got anything for us, Mr. Righteous?
Nah, man, it's just a war zone out here, man. Cover up.
War zone. All right. Well, listen, man, I just want to thank everybody for joining the show. If y'all listening out there, y'all be safe. We want to thank our sponsors, Union Insurance, call Marisol Johnson, Insurance, 410-902-7475. Go get that book, The Real Silver Dollar, from Bet on Brown. If you want any entertainment online, go Olive Coco Mag. And if you want to get in shape, stick to a fitness and choice taste to get you right. Hey, we out of here. MX and Money signing off. I'll holler back on Monday.